Well, we're still here. We haven't been removed from the premises. Bad Take did lift his shirt up halfway earlier. Chad was not here. Oh, yes, he just lipped him. He said, I did. He's a good kid, but he did. And we are, yeah, that's your burden. We are your burden. We are your cross to bear.
Everybody
and we are here.
Cross to bear. We are yours.
Anyone who comes in the rest of the day, he won't do that again.
No. We can promise that was a one-time event.
Yeah. You're already getting your car paid for until 2022 and a 200,000-mile warranty. We can't throw in anything else. But so Bad Take, you can't scare anybody away. You know, they're already getting a good deal here. I know that's what the people want, but
we are here across you all, Sonda. Chad, you were recognized as being the guy from the radio the other day. That's pretty big time.
Oh, yeah.
What was the guy's name? Because I know him.
Melton Hill Bill.
Yeah, Melton Hill Bill. He's been trying to take me fishing for years.
You should go.
I'm going to go. Well, you told me, right? I mean, you are paying me to be here, and you just told me I had to go fishing.
Yeah.
So anybody in my life that could think of another thing for me to do other than go fishing, the answer is no, because for work, I have been told.
Joining us on the Stanley Vince Gates Hotline is Jake Bull from across the interstate to Rusty Wallace Kid. Jake, what was more important than being on the air with us live in person?
Well, it was a tough decision, but both of my girls are at Grace and Cheer Camp, and so that's where I'm headed.
All right. We're going to allow it.
Jake's the coach.
You know why they're in cheer camp? Because they look like your wife, not you.
Well, that would be some scary cheerleaders, buddy, if they look like me.
By design there.
So sitting in Jake's chair here at Rusty Wallace Honda, we have the next generation of the Radio Campbells. That's Carly. Carly, good afternoon or good morning. Welcome to the Eric Ains Show.
That's when you say good morning.
Yeah. Hey, no. Yeah. All you're doing is talking to us. Yeah. You're just talking to us.
Yeah, so we're okay.
There's Jake's on the phone. No one else is listening. It's not a big deal. Don't tell your dad that because he, again, pays us.
Yeah,
okay. There's literally nobody listening.
Yeah.
Literally nobody. So we're good.
It is
Truthfully,
time.
She's probably a little embarrassed by being beside her dad. I don't blame her.
You know, it's her cross to bear, too.
Oh, jeez.
No, she's playing the correct long game because she knows that there's at some point she will be of age to have a car, and you conveniently, Chad, have a whole lot of cars right here at Rusty Wallace Honda.
It's working out great for her at this point, and her brother and her sister, and so they that's the one worry they don't have is being able to get a car.
No, you know the worry I have?
What?
Having three? The fact that you have to have three cars. like two's enough. You got three more?
Well, that's a worry for her dad, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if Chad has told you all this yet, but Carly's actually been talking to me about a Kia.
Oh.
I've never said that.
Wow.
You'll learn this when we do this.
She's off the top rope to start.
When we do this, most of the things that we say to each other are indeed actually not factually accurate. Yeah. They're
Jake, are you stupid or something?
All right, so it is Friday. It is 11 o'clock, which means cue the jingle because it's time for Chad and Jake.
And Carly. Carly, right? That is so fun. You got your dad's name in there, and you know what's really funny about all that stuff? Game show, and I don't. Yet.
Yet.
Are you kidding?
He's. Ed's a little big. It's okay. It will eventually fit out.
I'm upset.
It is. It is time to play Major League Baseball pitcher or teen drama character. So all of these people, as we look at the standings, Joe leads the way at 15-0 because he's a robot. Chad is in second place at 14-1.
Yeah, baby.
He's a cheater.
Eric, you and Jake are at 9-6.
Carly, could you tell Jake what he is?
Trash.
Thank you.
Oh! Coaching him up. Coaching him up.
So, you got to teach these
I didn't know where that was going. She obviously has been coached.
Thank
you,
Joe.
Fired that out quick.
So,
all right, what's the first one?
Doing this, so my girls had to call Chad yesterday, which mine are a little bit younger, so it was a little bit, you know, I had to coach them through it, but they called Chad and told him that, "You're trash, Mr. Chatty Boy."
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is I didn't have to coach mine. That's
all.
Yeah,
I sent back a video saying, nope.
Nope. She just made a hand. She made an aggressive hand gesture.
Nope.
She
nope.
said that, too.
Nope.
I like that. All right. I have, Carly, here's how we play. We have five names.
She's not going to
They
know
are either.
Teen, 90s teen
they
drama.
They are either teen drama characters.
She's 14.
or they are Major League Baseball pitchers. Chad, are you seeding your picks to Carly, or do we want her to play as well?
Let's just let her play because let you know what? Thing. Might as well just go ahead. She's
so it's
figure
either
it out
it's either it's either TV right. or it's baseball.
All right.
And this is from a generation, by the way, Carly.
Okay.
Where we wore stuff like this.
Okay.
Say what you want to about them, Carly.
All right. Judgiest.
There's something. They're just something.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, folks. Carly. Yes, they are.
All right. So, Jake, you're up first. First name, Nate Archibald. Nate Archibald. Is he a Major League Baseball pitcher or a teen drama character?
Well, with a name like Archibald.
Like yourself, right?
I would have to say that
Jake Archibald
is,
Bull.
That's actually my middle name. That's correct.
We nailed it.
Considering how athletic I am, I'm going to go with baseball player here.
Okay. Good start.
It was probably actually named after me.
All right. Eric Ainge.
I'm going to go with a 90s acid wash jean short wearing TV drama character who loves Nirvana and Alice in Chains.
Joel.
Archibald just screams teenage drama character to me. So
you went Archie. You heard Archie. He doesn't even know.
Like, especially since the first name is Nate. Yeah. Like, if the first name was different, I might go baseball pitcher. But Nate Archibald just sounds like a stereotypical TV drama name. So I'm going to go with that.
Carly, what do you think?
I'm thinking the TV drama star.
She says TV drama star.
I think she's thinking right on this one.
Chad?
Well, listen, if everybody else is saying teen drama star and Jake is saying pitcher, I for sure know I'm going with teen drama star.
Good choice.
No question.
Nate Archibald was
double
a...
Double crash.
Nate Archibald was on Gossip Girl. He was Leighton Meester's love interest.
He was not on the mound. That's what Jake...
All right, number two. Pete.
You're never going to pick Buffy the Vampire Slayer, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not.
Can we have a rule with that?
Yeah.
Can I be a fan?
Pete.
None of that.
Fairbanks.
Tell you later.
Jake Bull, Pete Fairbanks, is he a Major League Baseball pitcher or a teen drama character?
Pistol Pete Fairbanks. Pete Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
Fairball Banks.
Yep.
Pete, I'm going TV here.
That all makes right. sense.
He said all baseball quotes.
All
reasons for baseball.
And he said, I'm going TV.
And then when I'm going TV.
Air Gage.
I'm trying to go against what I think.
Well, what you thought was actually right. This is a baseball player. And I'm not even being silly about it. It's a baseball player.
Joel?
Carly, yeah. Look at his face.
Baseball player.
I know what I'm saying.
You got to look in his eyes because sometimes he's very confident.
Don't look at his upper lip because he'll do the thing and then you'll know every time. Joel even tried to get me on it yesterday. I was like, you don't have a tell.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're not here. You lose the Brian lip tell.
Carly, what do you think? Pitcher?
I think pitcher.
All right. She's a pitcher. He's a pitcher.
It's actually not fair ball. It's foul ball. You were correct.
Yeah, but that's his nickname, foul ball.
Yeah foul ball because fair. He causes a lot of foul balls.
That is true.
And that makes him a good pitcher. So
that's why he does the things he does.
He is a pitcher. Again, everybody says pitcher. Jake says teen drama star. I go with pitcher.
Pitcher Pete Fairbanks has 5 saves and 36 strikeouts for the Tampa Bay Rays this year.
Jake's having a usual day. It's a normal day for Jake. 0-2.
Jake, name number 3, Damon Salvatore.
Damon Salvatore is clearly and without question a baseball player.
Okay.
Well, statistically, you have to get something right at some point.
Eric Ainge.
Eventually.
Well, the last name one more time?
Salvatore.
Are you sure it's Salvatore and not Salvatore?
Positive.
With the pronunciation. Don't listen to a word that comes out of my mouth. Yeah. I talk for a living, and it is just embarrassing most of the time. This is a TV drama character, though. Salvatore. Brian's wrong.
All right.
You got to roll the R, too. Salvatore.
Joel.
You spit all over your computer.
Salvatore. I'm leaning more TV drama character.
All right. Carly.
I'm going to say the TV drama character.
She says TV drama character.
She's two
for two. What did Jake say?
Jake said pitcher.
Okay, then I'm going drama character. Absolutely, 100%.
Lock it in.
Statistically, he can't go 0-for-5, can he? If he guesses at all of them, he's got a 50-50 chance.
It would be. I don't know that any of us have ever gone 0-for-5.
Jake's working on it. It's
Paige did once.
I did once. I did do it once. But who's counting except for Joel Trash?
David Salvatore is on the Vampire Diaries.
little too close for comfort there.
Yeah.
Little too close for
0-for-3, Jake. 0-for-3.
All right. Jake, Danielle Carmarina.
Daniel or Danielle?
Daniel Carmarina.
Daniel
Carmarina. I'm guessing baseball from here out and hoping that I get one right because I can't go 0-5.
Oh, man.
Eric?
Give me the name one more time.
Daniel Carmarina.
Danielle Carburetor.
It's Carburetor. It's Danielle. Yeah, I'll go with that. I'm going to say that this is a TV character.
Okay. Joel.
I'm going to go with pitcher.
I think I got
Joel
it wrong.
Joel says pitcher. Carly.
I'll go with pitcher.
He's going pitcher.
Listen,
Chad.
You're just copying Joel.
Yeah, I told her before she came on the air. I said,
"Listen, learned the secret to success."
I said, "Honey, if you don't know the answer, just say whatever Joel says. Now, you can give an oddball reason for saying it, but just say whatever Joel
says."
It's kind
of like grading on a curve, though. The win isn't as satisfying.
I hate to say that it's a pitcher because Joel, or because not because Joel did, but because Jake did.
But he's going that route.
But he's going to go that route, and so he's statistically going to get one right. I'm going to say pitcher.
Daniel Carmarina is a very unsuccessful.
You're just copying me.
Pitcher for the San Diego Padres. He currently has a 7.94 earned run average, but
that is not good.
Not great. All right, last one.
Better than any of us could do.
Jake, Luke Fox. Luke Fox, is he a Major League Baseball pitcher or a teen drama character?
Well, Luke Fox, his name reminds me of myself because I am a fox myself. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Jeff's mom. But,
you should see the look Carly just gave
you. TV drama character.
Good TV drama character.
I thought you were picking baseball from here.
That's what
out.
I thought.
It's what we call a curveball, folks.
Right, so I said,
"This is what we call
throw
a
it out the window."
feeling salty.
Eric Luke Fox.
This is from a TV drama character.
Okay.
Not kin to Rick Fox.
Go.
A fox, nonetheless.
I have no idea because I feel like I saw that name. Recently.
Were you watching 90210?
No.
I'm an adult. Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I'm an adult.
I have no
Dawson's
idea.
Dawson's Creek.
I'm going to go with TV drama character, but I honestly, I don't know.
Carly?
I'm going to go with TV drama character, too.
She's going for 5-for-5.
You're
going
to have
five.
Some better reasoning for going
Chad?
With TV drama character.
This is her
okay?
first time on, Dad.
Yeah.
First time
copy
on.
Me, that's the reason.
Okay, fair enough. I'm copying Carly. I'm going to go with TV drama character,
copy Carly. That's a hashtag. Copy Carly.
Luke Fox is on a current TV drama. He's on Batwoman.
All
on
right.
The CW. Which means...
That's where Joel saw
also,
it.
Also, the CW is still a thing?
Which means, in her debut, Carly goes 5-for-5.
And Jake did not.
That's
no, Jake, he did not. She didn't hit him with the record he had.
Your dad pick. Actually gave me $50 to let you beat me.
Yeah, whatever.
You know that's not true. He's not giving anybody...
not giving Jake $50 for sure.
Chad, you were 5-for-5.
That's excellent.
Hashtag copy
I'm getting
Carly.
The belt back, by the way.
Joel was 5-for-5.
What was Jake? I can't remember.
Joel's not playing anymore. Carly, you know what's cool about all these games
Jake
we do?
Jake was 2-3.
So starting next time,
and Eric
Joel doesn't
and
get
one.
To play anymore. Because he literally wins every time. It's not fun.
Last time, the last go-around, we made him administer the game. Because he had...
Nope,
he had
I'm gone, doing the next one.
He'd gone two straight games, not missing one.
I'm doing the next
game. The entire
game.
6 weeks.
And I'm
it
gonna,
was infuriating.
And I'm going to do all the picks at one time, so you don't have to... text me at 8:45 on a Friday morning to be like, do you have the picks ready for the show at 11? Because then I'll say no, and then I'll get here and I should be paying attention, and I'll be doing picks while not paying attention.
I have to send
I'm
the picks
do them
out
all
on
at one
Wednesday.
Time. Oh, no, I'm not talking for football.
Okay.
I mean right. the next time we do one of these stupid games, it's fun.
Okay.
These are stupid games.
So I'm not allowed to play anymore?
Not on the stupid games.
Well, you know what would happen if you did let me play, right?
You'd win.
I'd win.
They will lose forever.
Yeah.
Jake, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy cheer camp, and good luck to the Bull family.
Well, they're asking me to come out there right now. I've got a routine I'm doing
Yeah.
before the camp starts.
It's I'm seeing Will Ferrell in Old School with the little
running
little
down the
tether
naked.
Leather thing. Yeah. Not that part too, probably.
Okay.
Yes.
Jake,
well, listen,
thanks.
It was good talking to you and Brian and Carly, but
thank
not
you.
Chad. But anyway, I've got to go now.
We'll
I'm
see.
Glad for that. That's the nicest we'll thing you've said all day. I've got to go.
Carly, congratulations on the debut here. Good stuff.
Did Thank good. You. You did really good.
Now, so you're an athlete yourself, pitcher, first baseman, can also play in the outfield. You're a 5-tool player when it comes to the softball world, right?
I guess.
I think so.
She goes where the coach says, and she dominates. That's not
right.
A big deal.
Chad, and we're here at Rusty Wallace Honda, where Christmas in July. I said if people came in, you're not going to don the Santa suit for Christmas in July, but you will give anybody who buys a new or pre-owned
you
Honda
take that, you take that 50 bucks, you guys,
ho, ho, ho.
Take that 50 bucks you guys were talking about
yeah.
and give it to this guy right here. They'll get Brown Beard Santa.
We'll put Brown Beard Andy Bad Take Santa.
Yeah,
bad
yep.
Take Santa.
The cops will get called after the first kid sits on the lap.
It tells you smell like meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Your beard smells funny.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah. Beef and cheese, I'm
beef
sorry.
And cheese.
Beef and cheese. Beef and cheese. Yes, they're going to get a gift when they come out here. They're going to get a 200,000-mile no-charge warranty with every new vehicle that's sold here. And you're going to have – it's not called Intersection of Selection for no reason. We've got cars on top of cars. I've got pre-owned cars. I'm looking out the window right now, and I see everything from Volkswagens to Ridgelines to – Tundras to Tacomas to Subarus to Toyotas, Mustangs. I've got vehicles stacked on top of vehicles out here, so I got plenty to choose from. If you're looking for it, I probably got it. Just give me a chance.
And we can't identify the person on air, but if you hurry, you may be able to purchase the pre-owned vehicle of a sports animal personality who is now driving a new Honda.
That's correct. That is correct. If you hurry.
If it's Kaner, you don't. Who cares?
It's not Kaner, I promise. No. Come on. What did you have to do to Kaner's car when he bought a Honda? You had to did you have to truck it out, or did you just go ahead and
You're talking
crush
about
it
the one he traded in, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we couldn't even hook it to the record
that's
down
a part,
there.
That's a part situation.
It's sitting down there somewhere.
It's like an old cartoon. It's like it's like in a little tiny crammed
had to
thing.
Go crush it somewhere.
He's riding in style now, though.
Yeah, he is.
That's right. All right, Carly, thanks for coming in. Come on down anytime. Don't skip school to come down here unless your dad says it's okay.
Okay.
Actually, probably your dad and your mom would both have to say it's okay.
Let's just be honest. Just
yeah,
ask your
be mom.
Mom
that needs okay. to say it's okay.
Just ask your mom.
Welcome back to Rusty Wallace Honda. The Eric Ainge Show continues. The Olympics start today. We'll talk about that next on the Eric Ainge Show.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in to us today. And you can always check out the podcast of one Carly Campbell going 5 for 5 today
right.
in our nonsense games. That's always a good time. And we give him a hard time always because we all give each other a hard time. But that's very cool that Jake is going with his daughters to go to cheer camp.
Yeah.
Very fun. Dad game strong, Jake.
The Olympics start tonight. I've already watched several Olympic events because softball started earlier this week. Watch some of those on NBC Sports Network. Monica Abbott still has it. She's still the GOAT.
Didn't she strike out, almost everybody?
She struck out the side in a relief appearance in the first game, and then she threw a one-hitter
That's
in
what I,
the
okay,
second
yeah, yeah.
game.
Yeah. She's ridiculous.
She was. She still is.
Michael Jordan of pitching, softball pitching?
I mean, she's right up there.
She's up there. I mean, Jenny Finch was good, but I think
Monica Abbott's better than Jenny Finch.
Jenny Finch is just, really pretty, too. Like, that's part of
good
it. In the Arizona – I remember growing up – in and around that time, and Jenny Finch at Arizona was the deal.
Yeah. So, Olympics, you and I.
Oh, we had Candace Parker.
Yeah.
And Monica Abbott.
At the same time.
At the same school at the same time.
We did.
That is ridiculous. Never could be repeated ever.
Are you in or out on the?
On the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm allowed to say no, but I don't really care what the rules are because that's kind of my thing too. So,
right.
No, I don't care about the Olympics.
It
doesn't do anything for me.
I'm not as excited for it as I am in a normal year, and I think it's because it's I don't know, a year late shouldn't matter, but it kind of does. And there's not going to be any fans there, and the fans are a big part of the experience.
That's like the whole thing. It's the whole world comes together. Like, that's, I don't know. I would be more inclined to care if it were a normal-ish kind of Olympic. Like, I don't ever remember feeling like this before. So it's not like I'm just an Olympics hater or sports athleticism. Like, that's obviously not my thing. So I don't hate that. I don't know. When I see, like, headlines and stuff come out from the Olympics, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to root for our people to lose, but I'm not necessarily watching to root for them to win either. Like, I see all the stuff that happened the day before, the next day, and I'm like, oh, good job, that team. That sucks for them. And then my day moves on almost immediately.
I'm excited to watch in the gymnastics just to see what Simone Biles can do.
That I will watch.
But she's already definitely going to win the gold medal, so there's not even like anything compelling about it.
We talked about Tony Hawk this week because he went back and went in the X Games and, you know, gave it another ha-ha run, just like off the chair to the skateboard at 53 or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Like, Simone Biles is far and above the best women's gymnast that there has ever been.
I don't think there's an argument to be made otherwise.
It's not even close. Yeah, I mean, it's like...
They had to cap how difficult your routine could be because she was beating everybody by so much.
Like, I don't even think other teams would care if you just took her out of the competition and every other country got to compete, including the rest of our girls, for silver and bronze, and didn't even have to be intimidated by her or watch her or try to emulate things she's doing to try to beat her. Because that's all that happens. When you play against people that are historically the greatest to ever do it, everyone tries to catch up.
Yeah.
And then everyone falls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I forget the girl's name that did the deal with the broken leg. That was impressive a long time ago.
Carrie Strug.
That's right.
Broken ankle, yeah.
Yeah, that was super impressive. The other United States girl that was that's really popular and famous too is amazing. I forget her name. She's a little brown-haired girl. Cute.
From years ago?
No, yeah, but I think she's still competing, I think. She does commercials and stuff. Maybe? Is she done or
she
still going?
She retired. Allie Reisman or Sean Johnson?
Johnson, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
No, she's long retired.
She's retired, though. Okay.
Yeah, she married a former Vanderbilt football player.
And she looks like she's 19, however old she actually is.
She married a former Vanderbilt football player. They got a couple kids, but she does a lot of public speaking and commercials.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I can see that. She's a cute girl.
So
it's like gymnast. Like, it's so weird. She's a grown woman. She has kids and she's married, right? Mm-hmm. And I still felt like I needed to call her a cute girl.
She's a gymnast.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, but she's not a little girl. She's a grown woman, and she's very pretty and does well for herself and does commercials. And when I talk about gymnasts, I think it's the sheer size of them that you just assume they're like little tiny babies all the time.
The SEC has released the preseason media poll. We'll tell you where Tennessee stacked up and more when we come back to Rusty Wallace Honda on the Air Cane Show.
Welcome back into the EA Show. Brian Rice, myself, Angie, here at Rusty Wallace Honda. Christmas in July. No payments until 2022. If you want to get on in here and always give you good money for that trade and get you in that vehicle that you don't even have to pay for.
Christmas in July. Right here, Rusty Wallace Honda. The SEC.
Have we been over the top mean to Bad Take today?
Yes.
Have
that's
we?
Okay. The SEC preseason predictions made by the media have come out.
No, great.
I'll give you one guess at who's predicted to win the Eastern Division.
That's easy. So move on from Georgia.
Georgia received 124 first-place votes. Florida, 7. Kentucky, 2.
Oh.
South Carolina, 1. That person shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore.
No, that's silly.
Here are the Eastern Division projected order of finish. Georgia 1, Florida 2, Kentucky 3, Missouri 4, Tennessee 5, South Carolina 6, Vanderbilt 7. In the Western Division, who do you think?
Move on from Alabama.
Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, and Arkansas each received one vote. One.
Well, you know.
Which means that 133 people voted because Alabama got 130 first place votes. Projected order of finish, Alabama 1, Texas A&M 2, LSU 3, Ole Miss 4, Auburn 5, Arkansas 6, Mississippi State 7.
It's all just hot garbage because there's only one team.
For the SEC championship. What do you think?
Alabama? Maybe like, I'm going to say like maybe 10% of the votes for Georgia?
No. You're finally way off on one.
Whoa.
Alabama got 84 first place votes, Georgia 45. So they did get almost twice as many.
Okay. Yeah, but still, that's more than I thought they would.
Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Florida, Kentucky, and South Carolina each received one vote. Again, whoever the South Carolina vote was should not be allowed to come to Media Days anymore.
Yeah, no, that's
an idiot.
I wouldn't even do that.
Preseason All-SEC. Matt Corral from Ole Miss is the first team quarterback.
I think that's fair.
Tank Bigsby at Auburn, the running back. Isaiah Spiller at Texas A&M, the other running back.
Yeah, I think those are all. Yeah, I think Spiller's better than Bigsby even, but yeah.
Cade Mays is the first team preseason All-SEC offensive lineman.
He should be.
I agree. He is Tennessee's only representative on the offensive side of the football on any of the three teams. Second team All-SEC preseason quarterback is JT Daniels. Third team, Bo Nix.
I don't know about all that.
Okay, on the defensive side of the football, the preseason All-SEC team is going to make you mad. There are six of the 11 are Alabama players. Defensive lineman, Fenadrian Mathis. Linebackers, Christian Harris, Will Anderson Jr., and Henry Toto. All three linebackers on the preseason All-SEC team are from Alabama. One of them used to be a Tennessee.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, you say it'll make you mad, but that's what my pick would have been.
They have another. Here's how good Alabama is at linebacker, though. Christopher Allen is a linebacker. He's third team preseason All-SEC. He's not even going to start.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Lante Taylor, the only Tennessee player on the defensive side of the football. He is third team at defensive back. Preseason All-SEC second team punter is Paxton Brooks.
So we got a punter, a corner, and an interior lineman.
Mm-hmm. One of them is a
nothing says six team. And six like that, buddy. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of guys that are going to get to play a lot of good players. And you know, one of the reasons why, you know, we're kind of ragging on the SEC a little bit for this conference expansion stuff and whatever and getting players. And I know recruits definitely come here to play. I get all that. I know that. The main reason they do that is not because of how many games their team wins. It's because if you're a good player, if you're a good lineman on Kentucky, mm-hmm. you're getting watched 1,000 times more of your reps on film than an interior offensive lineman for the Oregon State Beavers. You're either an All-American or they don't even know about you. And in this conference, they know about everybody. So it is kind of hard for me to see that, like, the Alabama has four linebackers in the preseason stuff. And in this conference, in any conference in football, you rarely have more than two on the field at the same time. There's almost always a nickel. It's 11 personnel. You're playing 4-2-5. You're playing whatever you want to call it. I don't care. But there's a couple guys that are going to be standing on the sideline a decent amount, and they still think are better than the guys that are actually going to be. It's true. I mean, gosh, if you're a backup linebacker at Alabama, you're still better than a lot of starting linebackers for most of the other teams. It's true. I get it, but those guys aren't even going to get to play every rep.
According to Chip Brown at Horns 24/7, Texas and Oklahoma will officially notify the Big 12 of their intention to leave on. Kind of breaking, but not really.
Yeah. Well, I think all of us understand and agree that it's going to happen. Like, I'm not saying, I never have said it won't happen. I'm saying that I think
it shouldn't happen.
That's all I'm saying. It's like, come on, man.
And reports are out this morning that Kansas has set up a call with the Big Ten to pursue membership in that conference. Apparently the Big 12 is...
I was thinking that earlier with Iowa State. Listen, Iowa's already in the Big 10.
Yeah.
Iowa State should just go to the Big Ten.
Yeah, you take Iowa.
You already got Minnesota there. You take Iowa State. You take
Iowa State and Kansas.
Kansas.
And roll.
And you roll. Kansas State probably wants to go, too. That's where they should go.
Yeah, but that would they already have 14, so only got two spots in a 16-team conference.
That's true.
I wouldn't take anybody right now. I'd auction them off to the highest bidder, see what you could get out of the ACC as well. Pac-12 and the Big 12 are going to have to merge into the Big Pack. Cole, the Big Pack. I'm going to go
big
trademark
pack?
That.
Big Pack.
Look, on to be the Big Pack.
That's terrible. All terrible.
I don't like it.
It'll happen. We'll adjust. Life will go on. Sports will remain just as popular.
But yeah.
And it will just be different. I'm not kidding. It's like maybe if I were – No, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's impressive that I feel bad for the rest of the college landscape. If you take Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, if you're not an SEC fan right now, you're terrified of what's
going
to happen.
Well, yeah, you're just going, what are we even doing then?
Yeah. Because the 12-team playoff, it may still happen. But I think it is now, with this news, if the other conferences are going to go to 16 the same way, I think it's much more likely that you have an 18 playoff instead of a 12. Because you don't, the Big 12's opinion is now irrelevant because they're not going to exist. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap things up from Rusty Wallace Honda coming up on the other side where it's Christmas in July on the Hurricane Show.
It's been a fun show today, Brian. We missed you during the week. Joel and I, we held it down. We did good.
One-day work week, I recommend it.
Strong, right?
Yeah.
And the one day's here?
Yeah.
I even was joking with Chad earlier, and I was like, hey, Brian was off every day this week, and I knew he'd come back for Friday. And I was like, well, for some reasons, but I was like, even if that reason wasn't it, if the interview was still happening,
we're rolling.
Brian would still be here.
Yeah.
I would still be here.
I
loved Carly kicking Jake's butt today.
100%.
Great.
I was trying to decide what week I was going to take some days and had some time, and I thought leaving you guys with SEC Media Days week was probably good because it's no problem finding stuff to talk about. People are giving you content nonstop throughout the show.
I know in our work relationship, there have been times where you thinking of leaving for a week was probably a hard decision for you to make. I'm not telling you to slam me down or anything now, but I get it.
Where I was like, I
should be there. You'd be like, I should be there.
Can you take a day off? I really probably can't.
And maybe I did, and then after it was supposed to be 3 days and one day, and you went, okay, well, I'm back. It's Tuesday now, and I'm gonna come back.
We're here. Yeah.
But now.
You're feeling good. We were okay.
We're all right.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to tell Jeff later. I got to miss next Wednesday. I got to take my mom.
Good. Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. Well, hey. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we will.
As long as it's – but if Chandler – I'm just going to put a pair of shorts in my truck, and then if Chandler has to ever do the show or anything, I can't have that short nonsense going on. So I'm just going to say you can – I know you're producing today, and I appreciate that, but there's a pair of shorts. I'm going to need you to put these on.
Logan wears normal size shorts. Get him.
Yeah. I love Chandler, though. He's awesome, man. I did feel bad because I untucked his shirt in front of everybody at the giveaway for the big ticket, but his shorts were so short the T-shirt was like
longer. He was doing the full sorority girl.
He looked like he was doing the walk of shame and hadn't done his hair in a week and that's what that looked like. But he's our guy though, you know.
I brought my kid to that and he had to see that. What did we learn today?
Me and myself know.
Better question, why is no business wanted to align with the What Have We Learned Today segment?
Well,
it's available,
I learned that Bad Take doesn't – he's not willing to go full over, like, you know, from shirt up.
Yeah.
He only gave us the –
Don't do it again.
It was just under.
Don't do it again.
Chad's working. He's
there.
Right there. Yeah, don't lift your shirt again. You said he couldn't do it again.
No.
It happened once. See, Chad's covering his eyes.
Said no good.
Yeah, so we did see that happen earlier. What else did we do? We made fun of my shorts, which only makes me like them even more because that's my personality.
Yeah.
So
fine.
If you really want me to stop wearing something or saying something or doing something, just don't ever bring it up and then I might stop. But now I'm
Were you worried that I would be in favor of Texas and Oklahoma joining the conference?
A little bit.
Okay, because you shot me I'm glad we agree on that. I was like, yeah. Of course we agree on that.
No, I know. It's hard because everyone goes into to break down the, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Why is it going to happen? It's going to happen. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. I think it slowly diminishes. This will be the next domino, like portal, like NCAA, maybe getting in and out of everything to – this type of stuff, conference realignment, to the next thing you know, a few other teams go a few other places.
It's happening. Here's what's going to happen. Now, Notre Dame will go to the ACC as a full member. West Virginia will leave the Big 12 for the ACC. It'll make some of the people in the ACC uncomfortable, but it'll happen. You'll have Kansas and somebody go to the Big 10, and then the Pac-12 will have to drag whatever they have left from the Big 12 and try to be a relevant conference. Building on the strength of hoping that USC and UCLA can figure themselves out.
Got Chip Kelly.
So UCLA will not be USC.
No.
USC has Clay Helton.
I just players were already leaving the West Coast. Hi, I'm one of them from forever ago, but still to go play everywhere but that conference.
Because otherwise, the Big 12 is gonna. Somebody made the point that it was like the Big 12 is now like a shopping mall that's lost its anchors.
Yeah.
So does that make Memphis the spirit of Halloween that sets up in the old Sears?
Yeah.
UCF's going to be like the indoor aerial park that opens up in the old Macy's, right?
If I'm UCF and Memphis and Cincinnati, I'm finding a way to get myself in one of those bigger conferences and then get the money. And then
they
could
got
be
no
good.
Shot.
I don't. Yeah.
ACC
I guess.
Taking UCF.
They should. I don't see why they would.
They won't.
They won't. But they should.
Cincinnati. Will they take Cincinnati?
They should.
ACC.
Oh, the Big Ten could take Cincinnati. You throw Big Ten money at Cincinnati, they might be all right.
Yeah.
None of that's a guarantee, but it's a guarantee that Texas and Oklahoma will remain good when they come here.
Why don't we trade Missouri to the Big Ten? And
I would trade Missouri. The only thing that I like about Missouri now is Eli Drinkwitz. I kind of like him.
Yeah.
But I could read his quotes if he was making
the only thing I like about Missouri is Eli Drinkwitz and Shakespeare's Pizza. Yeah. Shakespeare's Pizza's legit.
I've never been to College Station. I've never been to Columbia, Missouri.
Shakespeare's Pizza is worth the $20 Uber ride from where we stay to downtown Columbia. I'll tell you all about it.
Send me a selfie of you eating the pizza or something. Okay. Bring Bad Take, and he could lift his shirt up and clear out the corner so you could
bring Bad Take
get a better table.
Find pieces of beef and cheese in his beard.
How much would I have to pay you to bite the bottom of his beard?
There is not
and
an
like
amount of money.
French
you,
kiss make out the bottom of his beard.
You do not have enough money. You could clear out your
but hey,
NFL
but you're,
pension.
You're looking
I'm
at me, though? You're
that.
Looking at me, though? I want you to look at the beard and tell me no.
No.
You couldn't bite and you couldn't lick that?
Well,
no.
Well, I'm not going to lunch now.
I mean, I would for the right amount of money.
No, that's not true. I'm going over to the new Food City over here, Food City official sponsor of the Air Cane Show.
Yeah.
Because the meat smoker guy is supposed to be at the one on
Road,
the new one over here.
Yeah.
So I'm headed over there to see if indeed that is true coming up because.
I think I'd do it for like $1,000.
No, you wouldn't.
I would bite that beard and make out with the bottom of that beard.
No, you wouldn't. I don't have $1,000, but I would pay money to make that not
happen. I mean, I haven't taken my eyes off.
Big thanks to Rusty Wallace Honda for having us. It was good to be back for a day. We'll see you on Monday. Joel, thank you. Bad Take, unfortunately, thank you.
The left side, probably not the right side,
Grocer.
I'll go left side.
We'll see you Monday.